Looking back now on the World Art Games, the eclectic style really did suggest a lot of ideas that would be really easy to try if you're just simply an illustrator or a graphic artist or a painter or just having a go at putting some ideas together. I really liked the way that Tony Girardot did King Lear in a painting, and this was made up of sections of square canvases that were boldly painted into a sort of huge mosaic that created a real powerful feel, and the colours were both bold and even toned, so it had a very big powerful feel about it. But the way that the squares were arranged, there was a fragility to it as well. One of the works that really stood out too for me was Richard Holt's Straw Canes. This was made out of basic coloured straw that were then weaved around some bamboo sticks, and it was interesting how what he used we perhaps find in our own sheds or gardens or garden centres quite cheaply, but yet he'd produced something original, unique and compelling and original, and obviously from his own artistic creation. A comical but also quirky piece were three cricket bats by Debbie Sutton, and these were made out of a kind of card that were moulded into the shapes of the cricket bats that were 3D and painted with a whitewash. And it was really arresting to look at the inner meaning. It was all done in the even white tone of paint, but there was a real texture there that brought alive those summer moments of watching cricket being played, and also the cricket bats had almost become wickets in this witty piece. There were some beautiful natural lines and almost pointillism where the painting was created by big dots of bold coloured painted by Jason Kaplan. And it was up to us really to decide what we would like to make of it. Was it traffic jam? Was it a horizon? Although it was abstract, the colours had a real narrative to them. And again, made out of lines, but also tiny dots that were just leading somewhere. But although it was in 2D, it seemed to come out in three-dimensional the more I looked at it. You could buy cards of Vanessa Garside's work, and this was very well timed because she used beautiful autumn colour tones, bringing nature alive in an abstract yet almost reminiscent of a still life painting of a natural horizon. There were some lovely mixed media pieces, the two by Andy Baker. And a lot of the collages on display did have this idea of text with painting on top, and gave you a really good idea of some things that perhaps you could use at home, newspapers or already drawn pictures, and then painting on top of them to create an interesting experience for the watcher. Urban life of the city was captured by Elizabeth Hood, and this included a capture of some girls in a moment, very much a street scene, and then street urban colours were painted over this. An interesting piece by Janet Glynis Smith took a few looks to get used to. I was convinced I was looking at a rather angry sea that was spitting up waves towards me, but on another view I saw this could also be the mountains, a rugged mountain, and this capture of nature in a two-way to interpret way really did open up that art really is in the eyes of the viewer. So whatever you're having a look at this weekend, let me know. I hope you enjoy it, and hopefully you're getting lots of ideas of ways to bring your art into the public, especially with the winter nights drawing in now. So whatever you're up to, have a great weekend ahead, and talk to you soon.